This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Click it. Go to cart. Cart now. Pay now.
Check out.
Good morning. Sound familiar? Get off your computer. Wait till you go to work before you start doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't you know what Cyber Monday is all about? Come on, man. It is 7:07. Hour number two begins of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, it is a Cyber Monday. We ordered a coach, and he came early. John Sumrall is his name. He comes from Tulane. And I don't know. The Lane Kiffin thing, they pushed hard for. I thought he would be a bit of a rascal, and he was. He's got a chip on his shoulder, I think. Against the Gators, it's okay. That's all right. We'll be all right. This guy's track record, I would look for something a little bit more extensive, but I'm not the athletic director.
But there does seem to be a pattern of maybe finding folks that aren't really at the tier that you'd expect them to be coming in. And then if it doesn't work out, they get to go away with tens of millions of dollars. I mean, I'm just, you know, from a non-professional perspective here.
Well, you could go to dinner theaters across America, and I bet you could pluck a couple of people that, if given the right opportunities, could turn out to be big stars.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
But the chances are still against them, but at least they have the opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but,
yeah,
you know,
the best.
It is a gamble, so what you want to do is you want to try to get the odds as close to be in your favor as possible. Mm-hmm. And did they do that? We'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know who else was available. I know this. A guy named John Gruden was available. I just saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
What did you say to him?
We were hanging out. I'm like, John, we need you at UF. He goes, man, I think that ship sailed.
Oh.
The next thing I know, he was on the pirate ship, getting drunk, singing, swinging a sword, getting all carried away.
Oh, my goodness. Right. That's over the top.
He was singing, It's a Pirate's Life for Me. So apparently, that's where he wanted to be.
Wow.
No, he was there.
Who knew?
They were recognizing the great work of Simeon Rice, who was a great defensive player for the Bucks back in the day, and so there were a lot of the old stars that were out there, and
That's cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the Bucks won. I mean, it wasn't a show of sheer force, but they beat Arizona 20-17. We'll take the W. We need it. Jags won 25-3 over the Titans. Dolphins won 21-17. And, of course, the Gators beat that girls' school from up north.
Nice.
Aw.
You okay over there?
I'm not a hater. I just like to tease.
Oh yeah.
The sensitive. That's what I've done my whole life, Greg.
You just want to make them cry, don't you?
Pretty much.
You just want them to cry.
Pretty much.
See. It's 13-year-old Bob.
Look, it is the amalgamation or whatever, the net of all the losses we had this year in the terrible season.
Yeah.
And we just took it all out on the Seminoles, so I'm just continuing with that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, you suck worse than we do.
See, it's all about perspective.
Yeah.
I like it.
Sunday, face the nation, Senator Tim Kaine. Tim Raisin Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, said the first military strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean rises to the level of a war crime.
Huh.
A war crime.
Okay.
Now, I wonder how he factors that in. We remember there was this Democrat president, Barry Satoro.
I remember him.
Barack Hussein Obama, whatever name he went by, he liked to pull the trigger on the drones.
Oh, yeah, he blew lots of folks up.
Well, and quite frankly, I wasn't necessarily opposed to it. You got to get rid of the bad guys. Got to send a message. You can use a drone and not put a bunch of troops in harm's way. As long as you know, you get the target right, it's the bad guy. That's the whole idea. I mean, when we started implementing those laws dealing with terrorism after 9/11, that's part of it.
But even in those cases, I mean, it wasn't even boats in international water. I mean, it was like, you know, buildings in people's countries.
Yeah.
Which is even more of, if you're, if you're getting down to... Much
greater chance of collateral damage.
Sure.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's a Republican doing these things now.
Oh,
so Tim Kaine, you know, always going out there. I'm going to earn my Democrat stripes.
Uh-huh.
Listen to me.
Huh.
Nancy Cordes doing the interview. You're referring to this new Washington Post report that says Secretary Hegseth called for everyone on board the first suspected drug boat that was targeted to be killed when the two people survived. The military went back in, reportedly with a follow-up strike. What questions do you have for the Pentagon about that situation? He said, well, first, if that reporting is true, that's a clear violation of the Department of Defense's own laws of war, as well as international laws about the way you treat people who are in that circumstance. And so this rises to the level of a war crime if it's true. And the question that we've been asking for months are, you know, give us evidence that the folks on board were really narco traffickers. Oh, so you want to, let's just give them a pass.
Yeah.
You know, come Mr. Tallyman, tally me cocaine-o. You know, it's just like the banana guy, but they give him a different load this time and said, yeah, go deliver your bananas. No, sorry, it didn't work that way.
Sounds like one of those routines where they all got the same talking points from somebody.
Oh, there's no doubt they do. Yeah. Yeah, they do. Look, you know, here's the thing. Tim Kaine is purely playing politics, and that's what the Democrats do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a son or a nephew or somebody like that, you know, found dead in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally a good kid. Yeah, maybe experiment a little bit with drugs. Got a hold of some fentanyl, and now he's dead.
Uh-huh. Didn't even know it. Took something they thought was fine, safe.
Yeah. But Tim Kaine is more worried about the guy bringing in cocaine on a boat illegally, illicitly, in the dead of the night. He's more worried about the rights of that person than the rights of American citizens to have some kind of relative safety on the streets.
Seems like the Democrats are on the wrong side of things. A lot.
I would say not more than a lot. I would say every single stinking time.
I just got to think if you're going to be an American politician representing Americans, wanting the best for Americans, wanting the best for our country, our people... how about you be a patriot and shut up and let the military do their job?
I like that.
Just a thought. Like a suggestion.
So let's see. Who else got those talking points and quickly made an appointment with one of the networks? Why, look, it's none other than Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland. Yeah, claiming that the Trump's administration first military strike on alleged drug boat in the Caribbean was either a war crime or murder.
Yeah, but this is somebody who really likes a Maryland man.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So his priorities are a little off anyway.
Yeah, he said, I think it's very possible there was a war crime committed. Of course, for it to be a war crime, you have to accept the Trump administration's whole construct here. So that's what they're going to do.
Yeah,
they're going to say, how do you know that was a bad guy? Mm-hmm. How do you know those were drugs? And then what is Trump going to say? Because we have intel, we have infiltration, we know what they're doing, we know where they're going, we know it's been... You can't tell them that.
And as an American politician, if these are questions you have, here's a crazy thought. Maybe you ask someone in the administration who can answer that versus getting on national television on Sunday morning.
The only reason you would do that is grandstanding for political purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, the Dems are guilty.
Yep.
They hate America. They love fentanyl. It is that simple at times, isn't it?
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you got a girl that went to school in Oklahoma, and, well, she got failed on a major essay that had to do with gender. The tough part was her teacher happened to be trans.
Oh.
Details coming up. But first, what's bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and happy Monday. We're here to make it great. Even though it's Cyber Monday, we'll do the best we can. Hey, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:22 right now. It is time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. All right. I'm going to go first because this is pretty serious.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
I mean, in my own world.
Okay.
So, over in the Tampa Bay area, we've got friends and family over there, but, you know, after a few days, kind of need a little space.
Sure.
And Betsy looked up and found the Westin, which is down by Channelside, which is a very nice hotel. Stayed there before when Rihanna was getting married. Anyway, long story short, normally, you know, upscale, expensive.
Yeah.
She goes, ah, it's only $150. And I go,
wow,
that's a steal.
That is cheap.
So, you know, we booked it and we were going to the game the next day. So that way, you know, we'll already be downtown and just head north. But you know, and I forgot because on the way there, I go, man, aren't they the ones that really hammer you for parking?
Oh, I see where this is going.
And on their website, it said something like public self-parking is available for like $24. Self-parking available. But, not on their property, somewhere.
So,
and I can tell you, somewhere means somewhere nowhere near where I was.
Somewhere you didn't find.
Yeah, so I parked illegally at first. Well, Betsy did, got us lost into the parking garage, places we weren't supposed to be, basically.
Gotcha, okay.
Oh, and then she stopped and she goes, I can't park this thing. I go, yeah?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, you got to park it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Now's a good time to figure
that
out.
Then I had to go back in an hour because, you know, the people checking us in said I wouldn't leave it in that area, you know, for more than 2 hours max.
Oh, wow.
So
you didn't find the $24, 24-hour
absolutely
parking.
Not. Nobody knew anything about it. It was a conspiracy, clearly.
Okay.
And
what
so
did you find?
I found that there you could have your vehicle. Everybody gets valet.
Nice.
And when I say gets, I don't mean free of charge. I mean, we will valet your car.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a choice. You can't self-park unless
right.
you go to some parking garage that's like a mile away.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'm limping. I'm on my knee brace and stuff,
sure.
right? What is the fee? Oh, that'll be $50.
No.
And I go, really? Is that like take me all the way into tomorrow? Oh, yes, sir.
$50 a day?
I was being a smart aleck, yeah. $50. So I paid $150 for the room, which I consider in today's world in that place a good deal, a decent deal.
Yes, yes.
Then they nail you for $50.
So now that $150 room is really a $200 room.
Well, yeah. And here's the other bad part about it is, you know, anytime you want your vehicle, you can't just go run down the garage and get it. You text down there. You wait 5 to 10 minutes.
Sure.
Now, they're more than happy to bring it around. But then, you know, what else did you leave in there? Is there snacks in there? I mean, the whole, you know, it's just a headache.
And how often are you tipping the guy if several times a day you want in and out?
Exactly.
On top of your $50.
Exactly.
Oh, that's irritating.
So that's what's bugging me. I don't mind paying a little something something.
Yeah.
But when you're forced to valet, and I went through this before. I think it was the Radisson over in St. Augustine. I said, are you going to be responsible for the contents of my vehicle? Because I had Christmas presents in there. They said, no, sir. And I said, then how can you possibly force me to have my vehicle valeted?
Right.
They go, well, you can park somewhere else.
If you can find a place.
I have a room here.
Right.
Oh, that doesn't matter. You know, it's a third party. So it's not like they're going to kiss your butt. They don't care if you.
Oh, wow.
They don't care. I mean, I even talked to the manager about it. I could tell his eyes were rolling like, I have to deal with these bozos too, but they're not going anywhere.
Right.
All right.
That is irritating. I mean, that would bug me. Sorry.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Welcome back. I don't stay at hotels that have parking fees, and of course there's the resort fee also.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But what's bugging me is I've listened very, very carefully across the past month about the burn bans in Alachua County and Gilchrist County, and they never mentioned Sewanee County. And so I do some active fire prevention by burning the leaves that are falling from the trees here in the autumn season. And so I do them in total compliance with the law regarding the size of the fire. And the neighbors pulled up in their golf cart, and they're all like, did you know there's a burn ban? And I love these neighbors. We have good times together. But there's not a burn ban in Sewanee County. And he and I spoke a few hours later, and he's all like, yeah, Mark, I just verified there's not a burn ban in Sewanee County, but just take care having your fires. I'm like, I always take care.
Yeah, right. Now, I got you. That's irritating. Good morning, Lou. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'll tell you, I called last week, and I talked a little bit about the treatment that Marjorie Taylor Greene has been getting from Trump. It's despicable. It really irritates me. He has no respect for anybody's opinion. He didn't pick on Rand Paul when Rand Paul didn't vote for the big, beautiful bill. And I'll tell you what, this is really a black eye on his part. It's probably because of the woman thing, because he doesn't respect him. I love Trump's policies. I've always voted for him. I even worked for him in the 2016 campaign in Charlotte. But I'll tell you what, he needs to start spending his time at home fixing this economy. Stop telling us about how many wars he stopped. And let's get this economy rolling again. But he needs to apologize to Marjorie Taylor Greene to make things right. God bless.
Yeah. God bless you, too. I thought that there was an extension of the olive branch, and I just caught a headline over the weekend, but I'll look into it.
And I don't think you can generalize what he says to her to say he doesn't
to
respect
one person.
Women. Look at his cabinet.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Yeah. 7:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we still have a lot to talk about, including Kiffin ditches Ole Miss, and we have a new coach. What's going on there? News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, did President Trump say something to Ilhan Omar because she's a woman and he was being mean? Or is she just a complete idiot and he was expressing his feelings?
I go with option number two because I concur.
Okay.
Yeah.
7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Donald Trump suggested that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, the Democrat out of Minnesota, should be removed from the United States.
Yeah, I would agree.
Referencing allegations that she supposedly entered the country by marrying her brother. Do you remember that story?
I do.
Somalia, where you can have a congressman goes around telling everybody about our Constitution, yet she supposedly came into our country by marrying her brother. Now, he was speaking to reporters on Air Force One. He said, well, if that's true, she shouldn't be a congressman. And we should throw her the hell out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's comments came as Omar and other Democrats have defended Minnesota Somali community, despite reports there's evidence of widespread fraud of taxpayers' health care programs taking place. I mean, big. And Trump previously announced that he would be terminating temporary protected status amnesty for Somalians over reports that billions of dollars have gone missing. Billions.
Mm-hmm. That's a big scam. It's a big scam.
Yep. Omar has accused Trump of making lawless threats against Somalians. Unsurprisingly, Somali native and U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has been very vocal in her support for her fellow countrymen. She's also attacked Trump for lawless threats that she says he has leveled against Somalians. In a Truth Social posting Thanksgiving, Trump referenced what was happening in Minnesota, who criticized both Governor Tim Walz and Omar. And Trump described Omar as being wrapped in her swaddling hijab. Wow.
She is not pro-American in any sense of the word.
And also that she's doing nothing but hatefully complaining about the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Then I mentioned this earlier about Tim Walz.
Yeah.
He said the seriously retarded governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, does nothing, either through fear or incompetence or both, while the worst congressman woman in our country, Ilhan Omar, has probably came to the U.S. Illegally. You're not allowed to marry your brother. Does nothing but hatefully complain about her country, its constitution, and how badly she's treated when her place of origin was a decadent, backward, and crime-ridden nation, which is essentially not even a country for lack of government, military, police, schools, etc. Wow.
There you go.
So, and this is Trump in a, you know, a festive Thanksgiving mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think if he was really upset.
Yeah. Yeah, he could get a little bit harsher, apparently. Well, let's go to Oklahoma. A student there, a graduate assistant, was removed from her position amid investigations into a contested discrimination report filed by a disgruntled student who reportedly referenced the Bible.
Yeah, how offensive.
In an essay response to an article about gender stereotypes for a course taught by a transgender instructor.
Oh, imagine that.
In her essay, which was supposed to cover, quote, how people are perceived based on societal expectations of gender, University of Oklahoma student Samantha Fulnacki presented a biblically fueled tirade against the notion that there are multiple genders. You know, I've never looked at writing and could say that, oh, this is a, you know, this is just a tirade.
Usually you hear a tirade. More than not, yeah. I get it, but yeah.
And the psychology course professor, graduate student Mel Kurth, who uses she, they pronouns, failed Fulnecki on the grounds that she neglected to address the prompt and relied more on personal ideology than empirical evidence, according to a bombshell thread shared by the university's Turning Point USA chapter. In the essay, Fulnecki repeats ad nauseum that she does not take issue with gender stereotype because that is how God made us. However, she neglected to cite the article she was responding to, save for a vague reference to teasing as a way to enforce gender norms. Well, so what was the prompt? How people are perceived based on societal expectations of gender. Well, are there studies like that? Is that what she was supposed to do? Or did she actually just do exactly what you asked her to do? Here's my societal expectations.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know societal expectations? Well, here's mine.
I
can't speak for all of society.
But here's one.
But I can speak for me.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. But, oh, she put that B-I-B-L-E in there.
The B word.
Oh, how scary. Mm-hmm. The psychology course's professor, graduate student, uses the pronouns. Let's see. What is the University of Oklahoma takes seriously concerns involving First Amendment rights, certainly including religious freedoms. Upon receiving notice from the student on the grading of an assignment, the university immediately began a full review of the situation and has acted swiftly to address the matter. First, the college acted immediately to address the academic issue raised by the student. College leaders contacted her on the day her letter was received and have maintained regular communication throughout the process. As previously stated, a former grade appeals process was conducted. The process resulted in steps to ensure no academic harm to the student will come from the graded assignments. Second, the student reported filing a claim of illegal discrimination based on religious beliefs to the appropriate university office. OU has a clear process for reviewing such claims, and it has been activated. The graduate student instructor has been placed on administrative leave pending the finalization of this process. To ensure fairness in the process, a full-time professor is serving as the course instructor for the remainder of the semester. OU remains firmly committed to fairness, respect, and protecting every student's right to express sincerely held religious beliefs. So she will come to no harm in terms of a grade.
Right.
Isn't it interesting that a little book that basically, for poverty reasons, for lack of a curriculum that crossed many grade levels back in the day, you know, the old one-room schoolhouse?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the basis for the vast majority of students back in the day, the basis for them to learn to read was the B-I-B-L-E. Mm-hmm. That's where they knew, you know, the family would probably have one. If not, we can get one. Churches will help us out here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, something that actually opened the door to reading to so many kids back in the day, now all of a sudden, by some, it's kind of treated as a comic book.
Mm.
Yeah. But this is the world we live in.
Indeed.
But we're going to do okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're either going to be on the highway to hell.
Yeah.
Or the road to Bethlehem.
Pick your path, huh?
Well, coming up at 8:05,
yeah.
My friend Sonny will come in and tell you how to take that road to Bethlehem.
I would choose that one.
If you want the highway to hell,
yeah,
you just look up AC/DC on Spotify. You'll find it.
You'll find it. Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We're just here to help. Right?
Absolutely. Actually, this time of year, there are a lot of the churches and stuff. It's worth a little looking into. A lot of great programs that are going to be out there, things you can take your family to. Maybe you got people in town visiting. There's a bunch of them. So we'll be attending a few ourselves.
And remember, anytime people get involved with something, they can negatively impact it as well as positively. But, you know, if you've had a bad experience, don't give up on the whole idea of a personal relationship with God. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let other people ruin that for you.
Yeah. People. Oh, people.
Oh, I could tell you about people.
Oh, yeah.
I could. Not about my failings, but I could tell you about
other people. You know who they are.
I have no amendments to claim Zeldin got money from Epstein. Jasmine Crockett's false Epstein accusation indefensible. All of that and more on the way. Happy Cyber Monday. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Pump it up. Happy Monday. Cyber Monday. Unload the bank account. Dig in deep. Get some credit card debt going. What?
Ooh, the American way.
What'd you say?
Well,
yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, only do that if you're American.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to stay ahead of the curve if you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Consumerism is pretty kind of a big deal to us all, though.
Yeah, but we just abuse it sometimes.
Moderation.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
Moderation.
Just like we're going to be very moderating on those donuts I'm smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't have both the glazed. You can have one. Is that fair?
You are so demanding.
Well, I'm just trying to hold my ground.
Oh, okay.
You.
Okay.
It's a stand your ground rule that has to do with donuts.
Oh, I would agree.
Let's see. What do we got going on? Yeah, 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock.
It's flying by.
And it is. And hopefully everybody's recovered from the great times. Hopefully they had with family and friends. And a lot of travel involved for a lot of people. And, yeah, sometimes it takes a little bit to get back in the swing.
Yeah.
But we're here to guide you. We're here to help you. Sunday on MS Now, the weekend, Congresswoman Crazy Crockett.
Oh, my.
Yep.
What you do now?
Said that she had no amendments to her claim that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin took money from Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, but it was a Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, not the one everybody else knows about.
Right.
Yeah.
So she never really wanted to correct that?
Well, she actually at one point very awkwardly said, well, I didn't say it was that Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, why couldn't you say, I made a mistake, I made an error?
Yeah. In fact, he actually offered to maybe donate to her campaign just so the same thing could be said for her.
Oh, the doctor.
Just because, yeah. If you're going to, you know, get to smear his name kind of out there in public.
That's funny.
I thought it was.
Yeah. She said, the co-host there said, you made a little bit of news when you mistakenly accused Lee Zeldin, another Republican. I didn't mistakenly.
Well, yeah, you did.
Well, hang on, of accepting money from Jeffrey Epstein, but it was a different Jeffrey Epstein, according to the financial records. I want to give you the opportunity to amend that.
Okay.
Giving her an opportunity to go,
Yeah,
I got it wrong. And, you know, when we're throwing mud balls back and forth against each other, you know, I hit an innocent.
Got ahead of myself, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just say it and move on. People get that.
Instead, she dug down deep. I have no amendments. When I was on the floor for those that don't know how it works, basically they decided to bring this privilege motion up, and they decided that they wanted to kick Stacy off of her committees, Stacy Plaskett, because she had received a donation from Jeffrey Epstein. I had maybe 20 minutes. We researched the FEC, and because I like to speak with specificity, that's kind of what comes with being an attorney, I made it clear that there was a Jeffrey Epstein they knew on the other side that I did not have time to actually pull up and actually research.
Then you don't say it.
So she likes to speak with specificity.
Yes.
That comes from being an attorney. And but this time she didn't have time to do her research.
Right.
Yeah, she didn't have time. So what you do is then you just run roughshod all over someone else's good name.
Right.
And then you can't even accept the responsibility that comes with that to say you're sorry, to say you made an error.
And so much for your specificity, if it's the wrong one specifically.
Yep.
Come on. No.
Especially since that particular one that Lee Zeldin got up in an uproar about was specifically out of the New York area. We know that he was out of the area. So this obviously was not done post Jeffrey Epstein's life. So I made sure that I said Jeffrey Epstein. You were trying to insinuate that it was that Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Crockett said, oh, I absolutely was insinuating that it could be possible. That is true.
Wow.
It could be possible that monkeys could fly out of windows.
Yeah.
But the point is, I never said it was that specific one because I do not have the adequate time to do it.
Then you don't even go there.
Exactly. She did it to do damage.
And she did.
It's do damage first, due diligence second. Is that about right?
That's their method, yes.
Yeah, and yet she doesn't even... Isn't it sad? I mean, American people are forgiving.
But I would cut
her slack on it if she came back and said, yeah, I mean, you know, who'd have thought there'd be a whole bunch of Jeffrey Epsteins, although think about Epsteins in New York area... You've got to guess that there might be more than one.
And Jeff's not an uncommon name in the world.
No, not so much.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it would have been problematic is if I would have claimed, say, that happened and legitimately never happened. So ultimately, he cleared the record. I've not researched further. I've not talked to this doctor. But you can agree that Lee Zeldin didn't receive money from Jeffrey Epstein. That was the question to Crockett. And she said, I can agree that Lee Zeldin has said that he's not received money from Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow.
Absolutely. So
she is playing with words.
And she doesn't want to take any ownership at all. Just do damage and then run like heck.
Wow. She's a mess.
She is. That's why we call her crazy. Crazy Crockett, queen of the lefty frontier.
She's cray-cray. As they say.
Yeah.
Well, she's kind of lost the hood, little the Ebonics lately.
I noticed that.
Yeah. She's kind of quit playing that game.
But usually when they do that, the effect is they sound more intelligent. She sounds less.
Yeah.
Go figure. We've got a special guest in the studio going to tell us about the road to Bethlehem. Are your taxes going up to pay to pave it? No, it's not like that at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.